Welcome into the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney. With me, as always, Brady Scott.
What's up, man?
How you doing this week, dude?
Pretty good. On fall break, so off work all week except for Friday. But basically, all that is personal development day, where we just go in and listen to the principal and people talk about stuff we need to do or learn new things. Or
it's a meeting.
Yeah, it's basically just on the coaching side of things. It's something we're there, but I mean, it's going to be an easy day.
So students have off all week for fall break?
Yeah, they're off all week.
What about Thanksgiving? How long do y'all get off for that?
I'm unsure. I did not know that we had all week for fall break until last week when somebody said, I'm so excited for this week off. I looked at them. I was like, week off? What do you mean week off?
We don't just get Columbus Day off?
When do we get that? They said, fall breaks next week, all week. I was like, oh, this is sick. So
yeah, back in my day, our fall break was Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't know. Went and played golf yesterday. Washed my car today.
Did you sleep till noon?
No. I slept at 8 o'clock. I can't sleep past 8 o'clock anymore. Going to Hattiesburg tomorrow.
Just to go to Hattiesburg?
Well, I want an iPad, so I'm going to go look at those, and it worked out where Dad's truck needs servicing, so I'm going to take that over there for him and kill two birds with one stone.
Where are you getting serviced at?
Chevrolet place in Hattiesburg. Is it called Walt Massey?
I was wondering if it's over there by where I work.
No, that's Toyota place.
Oh, okay.
This is... There's a
Ford place over there.
No, not over there. Got to be there at 11:30 in the morning. So
that ain't bad.
Not at all.
All right, so you had a little golf outing with a boy, Logan.
Yeah, we went play golf yesterday.
And
saw maybe the strangest thing I've ever seen on a golf course in my entire life.
So you saw an emu.
Yes.
How did it get there?
I don't know. No clue where it came from.
You think it's Krabby's?
No, it's not Krabby's, because he texted me. He said, where the heck did that come from? I said, I have no idea, dude. And he was like, let me call a zoo or something. Get them to come get it.
Because there's not a zoo within, like...
Hattiesburg's the closest zoo.
Yeah, because the one in Collins shut down.
So, I no idea, dude. We play hole one. You know how it is. If anybody's been to Waynesboro Country Club, you know how it is. You pull down in the dip on two. We start pulling up, get out to walk up to the tee box. And Logan says, what is that? And I look up, and it's just this massive bird walk. It's an emu walking over there in four in the woods and stuff. And I was like, not doing this.
I would have left.
And then it started walking towards
me. Hell no.
I got back in the cart. I said, Logan, you can hang out if you want to. Backed up the way I came and got over there to where if it charged, we could have left. But we stood there and looked at it for probably 20 minutes.
How close Logan get to it?
Logan touched the dang thing.
Hell no. Okay, so I'm going to be honest with you.
Logan's standing. Okay, because it finally gave us enough room we could tee off and go. And we
How are you supposed to tee off with that going on over there?
It got far enough away. It got far enough away for me to step up there and hit my ball, grab my tee, and let's roll. And it followed us up two, and we go to three. It went on its merry way. Well, we come back, and we get to six, and here it comes, walking across the course again. I was like, oh, shit. And we get up to seven. It follows us up to the green on six, comes over to the tee box on seven. I'm standing down by the cart. Like, I'm not getting close to this thing. I'm freaked out. And Logan's sitting up there holding its hand out, trying to see if it'll, I guess, lick him like a dang dog or something.
They don't have tongues, though, do they?
I don't know. And it just sort of pecks at his hand a little bit, and then just turned around and walked off. I was like, you're wilding for that, Logan.
Nah, so an irrational fear of mine is, like, ostriches and emus. Like, I remember...
It's not irrational. They are freaky.
A year ago, yeah, but you just don't see them out.
No.
Unless, I guess, you're in Waynesboro.
Of all places.
A year ago yesterday, I met Marley's mom and sister. Ironically, we've been dating like 11 months, almost a year at the time before I met them. And we went to this, like, I don't know, safari ride thing. And, like, there's longhorns, you know, bison, all kinds of stuff. And we get towards the end of it, and there's ostriches. And I was like, nope. This ain't for me. Get us out of here, bro.
It's a freaking dinosaur.
And it's just pecking. Because that's how it eats out of your hand. And it's just like, no, dude. Like, I'm not feeding this thing. Like I can see in its eyes. It's the devil in its eyes.
Do it again.
Just pecking.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that was the day Marley learned that was my irrational fear, I guess. I don't know.
It started walking towards me one time. I was just slowly backing up.
Because
I don't think I can outrun it.
Oh, hell no. That's why it's so scary.
But I was backing up towards the pond. You know, I was like, I know there's snakes and all kinds of crap in this pond, but if that thing charges me, I'm going to jump in the pond.
I mean, but if I had an emu on one side of me and a snake on the other, I'm probably taking my chances with the emu.
Shoot me. There's no safe way to go. Freaked me out. Like,
I didn't have anything exciting happen to me. I've just been working. I've been very jealous that I was jealous y'all both had the day off. That's why I told Logan, I was like, dude, just give me a job at the bank. I need these banking holidays and hours.
Well, go take your praxis and start coaching football. It's what you want to do.
Yeah, but that's still a year away from now that I could do
it. I mean, it's something to look forward to, and then it's a year, and then you get all these sick holidays.
You should get paid during the summer.
Yeah, they spread it out over 12 months.
Yeah, it's a once-a-month thing, kind of.
Yeah.
It's going to suck.
Yeah, I don't have all the bills right now, so it's not terrible. But, I mean, like, it's okay. It's just going to take an adjusting to get used to. But, I mean, once you get used to it, it just is what it is. It's the same amount of money. You just have to spread it out over the entire month instead of getting it bi-weekly. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but right now I'm getting paid weekly, and it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. It's probably the best thing for me, though, because I'm still living on money. Like, I'm working at the golf course and making $180 to $200 a week.
Yeah.
So as long as I can keep that mindset, I'll be okay. But who knows how long that'll last.
So speaking of things not lasting long, I don't know if I can actually root for Wake Forest. I forgot that I have a vendetta out against them.
You got to. The coin decided. It's over. Like, you got to ride it out. We put the stipulations, like, after the year's up.
Let me tell you why. Then you can be the judge of it, okay?
I'm probably not coming off of this.
It's a pretty good reason.
It's going to have to be a really good reason.
So, apparently there was this this coach guy, I don't know. Well, I mean, I do know. He was a coach at Bellhaven. He was like a GA when Marley was there. And she had the biggest crush on this dude. And then ended up, he went to Wake Forest to coach, be on the coaching staff there. Like, she called this man beautiful. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, so, I mean, I'm like, no, I'm not rooting for my fiance's ex-boyfriend.
Did they ever date?
Nah, I mean, I know, but still. She said it was beautiful. I have a vendetta out against him.
That's no good reason.
She's never told me I was beautiful.
Yeah, but you're engaged. Like, she chose you.
Yeah, but that's just because she was too scared to talk to him.
She didn't choose him. She chose you. So,
and now he's on staff of the Buffalo Bills now.
Oh, so see, like, he's not even there anymore.
But he was there, and that's what matters. Nah,
that's not good enough reason, though.
Yeah, it is.
How?
Because.
Nah, the coin decided. You got to roll with it.
All right, so when are we getting our Wake hoodies?
I don't know. When I see one I like, I'm going to hit order, and it'll be here. I want one with the Demon Deacon. Big old ugly head on it.
That'd be pretty sick. I kind of just want one that says Wake.
I hadn't seen any of those either.
Just a plain hoodie that says Wake. You know, they gotta have those.
I haven't found it yet, but
I'm gonna go get one off Facebook Marketplace.
No, I'm sure they have plenty of them. But go get a Hartman jersey.
That'd be lit, wouldn't it?
That'd be sick.
I ain't trying to drop that kind of money on it.
No, it's probably way too expensive.
Yeah, like, secondary teams are definitely Fanatics brand shirts and hoodies.
No doubt.
Like, I don't want to go get a Nike one unless it's, like, off of Facebook Marketplace.
Unless it's just that sick.
Yeah.
You know?
But even then, like, if I'm going to spend $80, like, I'd rather have
something that says Ole Miss.
Yeah, or the Saints or Cardinals or Liverpool.
That's fair. Right. Cardinals had a tough out.
Oh,
looks like the Phillies are going to run through my team too. So
listen, dude, if the Cardinals couldn't beat the Phillies, it just can't be done.
All right, we can both have a personal vendetta against the Phillies.
I hate the Phillies, man.
I do too.
But I feel like I'm the reason the Braves lost today because I hate the Phillies, and I want the Braves to win. And yeah, so I'm cursed, and the Braves lost.
Root for the Phillies.
That's what I was trying to reverse psychology. You can't, you know? But you can at that point.
No, you can't root for them. I don't blame you. If they don't pull it out, they don't pull it out.
I guess I am a Braves fan at heart because I hate the Phillies and I hate the Nationals.
You know, you can't pull it out every year, but you can't lay eggs to the Phillies. You got to beat the Phillies.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, they shit the bed twice.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you couldn't ask. So you blew game one, just straight up blew it. Had a Jordan Spieth back nine Masters 2015-16 meltdown.
That's equivalent to what it was. It was bad.
And then game two, one out.
Couldn't score.
Your best two players, your 3 and 4 hitters up the bat, and they just shat them pants.
It's like the Braves today. They got the bases loaded twice in the first 3 innings and didn't score at all.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah, we had the game on the radio the entire day, so it was pretty nice. But it just
couldn't get the big hit when they needed it today.
And then Olsen hit that, what was it, a 3-shot home run?
3-run shot in the bottom of the ninth, but nothing happened after that. But was good that the Phillies had to use all their high-leverage bullpen arms when we were able to get a look at them today. So going forward, that may help, but tomorrow's a must-win.
Spencer Strider worth the money?
Yeah.
Definitely.
That as long as he's healthy, that
– best pitcher in baseball.
No, he's up there. Max Fried laid a freaking egg today.
Yeah, he did. Well, I mean, that don't really surprise me. I remember
Acuña should have laid out for that ball in the first. I know the man don't lay out and let the ball get by. He had it. If he lays out, he catches that ball, and that's a completely different game. But, I mean, it is what it is. It's behind them. They got to move on and come back tomorrow and try and get a dub.
I remember what it was 2 years ago when they were playing, I think it was the Dodgers in the NLCS, and they were up, 3-1?
Yes.
And they had Max Fried and Ian Anderson left.
Yes.
Like, you couldn't convince me they weren't going to win that series.
Me either, man. Golly. That was so bad. I'm starting to think last year was just an anomaly.
It's just a fluke. The world knew it was Freddie's time to go. So
it's an anomaly. I will forever enjoy that.
I mean,
I mean, it is what it
is. The Saints won a Super Bowl in 2009 and ain't sniffed it since.
No. Should have.
Yeah.
Freaking pass interference. That's not pass interference. It was pass interference. You got to call that.
Yeah. What about all these roughing the passer calls this weekend?
Jesus Christ.
Are they weak or what?
What do you got to do?
I don't know.
Can the quarterback not be hit? Like,
no.
Legit. Like, should we just put flags on them? And if you pull the flag, it's a sack. If you touch them, 15 yards.
Yeah. I mean, literally.
That's ridiculous. And it didn't end up costing the Chiefs last night, but I mean,
it was still an awful call.
And that very well could have cost them the game.
Like, it was a strip fumble. Like, he came up with the ball.
Why did the Raiders go for two?
I don't know.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't watch that game, but I did see Devontae Adams push that guy.
Okay, so they go down. Like, the Chiefs go down. They score, 4 or 5, however many minutes left in the game, to go up 7. They go for 2. They don't get it. So it's a 7-point game. The Raiders go down the field.
Well, you go for 2 there to make it a 2-score game just to put it to ice it.
Yeah. No, the Chiefs did. I'm talking about the Raiders. So the Raiders go straight down the field. They score with under a minute left, whatever, and they go for 2.
Oh, you win the ball game.
And they go for 2 down 1 instead of trying to go to overtime. With NFL overtime rules, I kind of get it. But, I mean, the way you've been moving the ball all game, why not? You know? And they didn't get it, but it's one of those things. You get it, you're a genius. You don't, everybody's going to second guess you.
Which, I mean, it could be that Alabama A&M game this weekend, it just ended moronically. That was just an awful call.
Terrible call.
I don't understand. I just can't.
You go pylon route, back shoulder, short side of the field with no other option but that route, and their press man with their best cover corner over there.
It didn't make no sense.
No.
I'd rather line up in the damn I formation and just run it up the gut and see what we got.
Might as well. But, I mean, they couldn't block them.
Nah.
It took two penalties to get them at that point. But, I mean.
Okay, but in that situation, you have to have. Like, that's where two-point plays come in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's where you have to have those plays.
Was that your two-point play?
If it is.
Stupid.
Like.
It's Jimbo, so, I mean, probably was.
The best. Did I tell you what's going in the playbook for sure? That arrow route BYU ran.
Ooh.
Boy, was that slick.
That was sexy.
But then, like, even you look at the Giants, you know, this past weekend, they were running Saquon a lot in the Wildcat. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they were just running pin and pulls, and that was it, even on the goal line.
Yeah. I mean, that was a terrible call by Jimbo. Like, does that speak to how bad A&M is or how good Alabama is that they can have four turnovers and still survive and win that game? Or is A&M just that bad?
I think I really hate to say this because it's going to come back and bite me in the ass in 2 weeks. But I really think A&M is, you know, like Alabama is still a very good team.
Yeah,
they're still way better coached.
That defensive front is stupid.
And something that I've learned being a soccer fan is if you have a well-managed team, it doesn't matter who they play for. Like, it doesn't matter what you have if you can manage them well.
Yeah.
And that's the same. Like, I don't think – like, that's a dumb play call. And so Alabama's better coached. They were better equipped for the game.
You're right.
So I think that it's just a stupid play call and A&M didn't deserve to win there, you know?
No. If that's your call, you didn't deserve – they didn't deserve to win anyway.
Because they got the PI called, like, right, the play before it.
Yeah.
Which it was.
It was. He held him down. If
yeah,
he
the whole
hold
time.
Him, he's able to launch up and probably catches that football.
And it ultimately, the PI call saves the game.
Yeah. He would have I would have tried to throw the ball to that guy.
Yeah. Let him go up and get it.
Like, throw it up. If he doesn't go get it, he doesn't go get it. You know? But, I mean, anything would have been better in the play call they had.
Yeah, like even if you go shotgun, line up. Even with that guy, run a mesh rail where you're running back. Like,
they didn't have time to let anything develop. It had to be quick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we always can play, you know, Monday morning quarterback. But
easy, but I mean.
I would just like to think that I would have, like.
That wasn't, like, they could be in that situation 100 times, and that play's probably going to work.
Once.
Five, maybe, at best. It's just. It's a one-shot play. Like, you hope he gets the break on it. But, I mean, you know in the situation, they just called the P.I. They're not going to call another touchy P.I. If that's what you're trying to get, they're not going to call another touchy P.I. You're going to have to go make a play. And I'm betting on Bama's DBs every day over A&M's receivers.
So, let's talk about teams that maybe we're more buying or selling stock in right now in college football. Because I think there's a lot. Because I know last week you said you weren't bought into Kansas.
No, that's a good football team. That's the first time I've been able to sit down and watch them all year. That defense is really good. Losing
Jalen Daniels.
Yeah, Jalen Daniels. That's going to hurt maybe, but I mean.
The old boy was a dog. Old Bean.
Bean came in and balled because, like, I like that dude.
Yeah, he probably isn't as versatile as Daniels, obviously.
He is fast.
But,
faster and stink off crowd.
That was a tough game for them.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
a tough
you know,
to lose.
You come in, you hold your own. I think that they're definitely going to make a bowl game this year because you got to win one more game.
Easily.
Got Oklahoma this weekend. I like Kansas, you know. I hate that they had to lose, especially in that fashion. I would have liked to have seen Daniels. He's out for the year, but.
It happens to everybody. Everybody goes through injuries.
Yeah. Mississippi State, you buying or selling? They look good against Arkansas.
I'm not buying quite yet. I'm not selling them, but I'm not sold to buy them yet because it's
you're gonna hold.
Yeah, they do this every year. You know, like Mike Leach, he gets his guys, he gets them in the system. Like this is where you start to see what they are. And 2 weeks, A&M, Arkansas without KJ Jefferson, yeah, they went in there and handled. But the offense looks really good.
Yeah. They're running the ball a lot more.
Which you have to. You have to keep people mindful of the run, which they can't sit back and drop eight all the time against that offense. Will Rogers, though, third year in the system.
He's a dog.
You're starting to. He fully understands the system, and now they're able to do everything. Like,
you know, he broke the record for most completions SEC career?
29. Or he had 29 completions in that game.
Yeah, I meant for career. He's got like almost 1,000.
Jesus Christ. That offense will do it for you.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sold yet.
All right, what about Arkansas?
Selling.
Yeah, they're not what I thought they were going to be. That secondary needs some work.
Maybe last year was just a one-off thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think that KJ is a vital shot in the arm to him.
But they still went and lost A&M the week before.
Yeah. And then got, you know, ran out stadium against Alabama. Well, no, they lost Alabama the week before and lost A&M the week before that.
And then they got run out of Starkville.
Yeah.
No.
It's not ideal. What about Tennessee?
Buying.
They're looking good.
I think that defense is pretty good. Granted, I don't like LSU's offense at all, but that's a really good football team. I like Tennessee right now.
All right, without giving away your pick early, do they have a chance Saturday?
Oh, they have more than a chance. They have a really good chance. Like, who's playing quarterback for Alabama?
That's a good question. Like, I mean, that line opened up at 14.5. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, there, Bryce Young's going to play, you know?
But
then now it's at 7.5. So either he's not playing or there's a lot of sharp money came in on Tennessee.
Definitely a ton of money. I don't think even if Bryce plays, I don't know if it gets to 14.5. Yeah. Especially not in Knoxville. If it was in Tuscaloosa, yeah, different story. They can run that one up. But we find out what Hendon Hooker's made of this week against that defensive front.
Yeah, it's a really good weekend for games, man. Like, this is the first one where it's
this is the best. This may be the best slate we have all year.
Yeah, because I'm definitely going to have the Ole Miss game on big TV in Penn State, Michigan on the small one. I mean, it's just.
All right. Team you said right there, you buying or selling Michigan?
Selling.
Same.
Like, they're going to run into problems. I think that they'll beat Penn State, but I don't think it's going to. Just because it's at the big house at noon. Now, if they had to go to Happy Valley at night.
Probably toting the nail.
Yeah. What about UCLA? You buying or selling?
Buying.
Quiet 5-0.
Very quiet. Struggled early in the year. They found their footing.
Yeah. That's going to be a really good game coming down to the wire in the Pac-12. May decide who's going to go play, you know, go to San Francisco.
Yeah. All right. The Pac-12 is wide open.
Yeah. I think that, you know, maybe Chip Kelly's finally gotten it, but I also think that DTR being in that system for so long has helped out a lot.
No doubt. He's going to have to get a good quarterback in next year if they want to keep it up, though.
Yeah.
I think the defense is also playing much better.
Yeah, that's – I haven't even seen him play.
I watched a little bit of that one Saturday. Like, they were moving the ball at will on offense. Like, they were able to do whatever they wanted. The only reason the score resembled as close as it did at the end is because it's 4th and 5, and I think they went for it. It may have been 3rd and 5. They run the 5-yard hitch to get to the stick route and get the first down, ice the game, and DB just jumped it and took it to the crib, which made it a 10-point game, or they got it to the 12-10-point game it was at the end.
Yeah. What about Clemson, buying or selling?
I'm going to buy them.
Oh,
ukulele spinning the ball much better right now. That offense is starting to find its rhythm and look more Clemson-esque, sort of, when he had a good quarterback in there like Watson and Lawrence. And we always know the defense is going to be solid.
Yeah.
Like, the defense is really good, even without Brent Venables. So they're rolling right now. I don't really see a formidable opponent left on their ACC schedule where they may slip up and lose one. I mean, you always have those trap games. Have they played Syracuse yet?
I was literally about to say, have they played the Orange yet?
I don't think they have, because that's always their That's always the one. Like, that's...
Isn't that just crazy, dude?
Like, everybody has one.
Unless you're Ole Miss, you have, like, five.
Yeah. We got everybody's best shot. We got Vandy's best shot last week. Thank God it only lasted a half.
Oh, 2 weeks. Syracuse going to Clemson.
It's going to be a tough one. That may be their biggest test left on the schedule.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're ranked.
In Florida State.
Let's see.
But I don't really think Florida State's going to give them a run. So, basically, they're walking into the ACC championship and the college football playoff right now based off of schedule and the way they've been playing.
November 5th, Clemson goes to Notre Dame.
I'm not really worried about that.
No, but it's a night game in South Bend.
It's going to be a good test. You'll find out. I think that game's going to tell you more of what Notre Dame under Marcus Freeman's going to look like going forward as opposed to what Clemson is.
Yeah.
Because we've seen in the past, the committee's not going to value that game and hold Clemson out.
Yeah, Clemson also plays Florida State this week. So,
where's it at? Doak?
Yeah.
Potential to be a decent ball game? I mean, is it at night or during the day?
6:30 on ABC.
See, that's a potential slip up.
Clemson's 3.5-point favorites.
They should handle business.
Yeah, and Syracuse takes on NC State, who's probably going to, you know, if Syracuse can beat NC State, that's where you look at it and you're like, ooh. See, now this got a lot more interesting.
I just don't see it. I think Clemson's finally found their stride. Last year was the year to get them, and I think they're going to roll the rest of the year.
All right, well, I think it's time to get into your segment of the week. What you got for me? What you bitching about this week?
The Big Ten is the most overrated conference in college football.
Ooh. Wow.
Because it's too top heavy.
And the SEC isn't.
There's no depth. Like, you roll in, okay, the way A&M was playing, coming into Tuscaloosa, okay. You would equate that to the same level of game, and I'm sure the spreads reflected that, as the same as Ohio State, Michigan State last week. And Ohio State goes in, they handle business, it's not even close. Michigan State doesn't even put up a fight. And then A&M goes into Tuscaloosa. So, like, depth-wise, yes, the record in the SEC is not going to affect it because those teams are going to beat up on each other so much. But top to bottom, I think it's more outside of Bryce Young, assuming he's healthy. Top to bottom in the SEC, outside of Bama and Georgia, anybody can beat anybody in any given week. That's just not like there's no depth in the Big Ten. Like the bottom side is so bad. It does. I think the ACC has more depth. I think the Pac-12 has more depth. I just think the Big Ten as a whole is just overrated. Because outside of Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, I mean, what do they have? There's nobody that can make a playoff push, is what I'm saying. You look in the SEC, you have Mississippi State sitting there with one loss. If they run the table and get hot, they can go. Ole Miss undefeated, they can run the table, they can go. There's a path. To the Tennessee, there's a path. Like, there's no path for anybody outside of Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Like, there's no realistic chance of that
happening.
Yeah,
but that's only this year, though. Like, last year you had Michigan State looked very good. You had
It's just top to bottom. It's not there. Like, there's not enough teams to build depth to make that push.
Well, you know they just signed a $1 billion media deal, right?
Yeah. That doesn't change the talent level of their teams.
I mean,
it's overrated.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
They shouldn't get that much hype over all the other conferences when the other conference has closed the gap on them.
Illinois has a path to the playoff.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Is Illinois going to beat Michigan, Penn State, or Ohio State?
I'm just saying.
Or, like, do you give them a realistic chance? Like, in your mind, do you see a way where they could beat two of those teams?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I could see a way. I didn't say it was realistic.
It's not going to
happen. The plane could not start. They might not get there.
Like, that's
everybody gets poison ivy and can't play.
If both teams are on the field, there's no shot.
Are you playing baseball or football with poison ivy?
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
Yeah, but you were also a catcher. Like, as soon as you touch that ball, nobody else wants to touch it.
I'm a gamer.
Nobody else wants to touch it.
I don't care. I'm a gamer. Tough enough.
Imagine if the quarterback has poison ivy and he's just tossing around and then everybody gets poison ivy.
You're going to have to physically hold me out of that game.
Nobody's going to touch you.
I don't care. Good. Especially if you're a quarterback, just run. Quarterback draw all day. Nobody's going to touch him.
Well, I think, okay, let me ask you this since we're talking about Big Ten.
And not even like the depth, like they, I'm talking about like coverage, like media coverage of it. Shouldn't be the disparity that there is over the Pac-12 and the ACC.
Would you rather watch paint dry or Iowa play offense?
Paint dry.
Brother, I think I'd rather take a razor scooter to the shin than have to sit and watch Iowa play offense.
Exactly. Like, you have all these big name brands from the past, but what are they? Nebraska. Dog shit.
Won't be for long.
Who they gonna get?
Matt Rule.
Still gonna be dog shit.
If Matt Rule can turn Baylor and Temple around, I think he can turn Nebraska around.
Maybe he lost his mojo.
He went to the NFL.
Yeah, he shouldn't have. That was stupid.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, I would have went.
Who says Nebraska's getting?
I would have went to. I would have went to the NFL too if they had offered me a 7-year, fully guaranteed contract. That man's getting paid like $848,000 a month for the next 48 months.
Yeah, but when he takes another job that month, that month's coming off.
No,
I thought I saw where it was.
That's a fully guaranteed contract.
Yeah, but if he gets another job, they were saying whatever he gets paid is going to be knocked off.
Well, even if he gets another job, you just take less money. That's all. That's all that means.
Yeah, but who says he's going to Nebraska?
Where do you think he's going to end up?
I don't know.
I think it's going to be one or two places.
Nebraska and where?
Auburn.
Yeah.
Because if you can't say no to the NFL, how are you going to say no to the SEC? And you already have dealt with basically boosters.
Yeah, but does Auburn go that route?
Well, Auburn had the problem of how Harsin was the only person that would take that job.
Still would have taken it if they had offered him to him.
What do you mean?
He would have taken that job had they offered it to him. Kevin Steele.
Yeah, but at that time you couldn't hire Steele. It was too much. It was too much around it.
Yeah, but you could have.
And the AD wanted to prove a point. And it wasn't the AD's guy.
And look where that got him.
But do you really want to go get Kevin Steele now?
No, but you don't know which route they go. Are you hiring Hugh Freeze or Matt Rule?
Yeah, I don't think Hugh Freeze is going to go.
No, but I mean, if you have your pick.
Me, personally?
Yeah, you have your pick. You going Hugh Freeze or Matt Rule?
Matt Rule.
Okay, interesting. That's big coming from you.
Well, the only reason I say that is because I think that are you asking?
You're making the decision. Who are you taking?
And it's my decision.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm anywhere in the world, or I'm at Auburn.
You're Auburn. You're the AD. Like, it's your decision.
I take you wherever the boosters want. Which is going to be?
It's not the boosters' decision.
Of all, it is the boosters' decision.
Yes, in theory, but I want to know your decision.
I would rather have Hugh Freeze as my head coach.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
But it's not going to. Hugh Freeze is not going to take that Auburn job.
You don't know.
I talked with him. He said no.
When'd you talk to him?
Last year.
See?
2 years ago. Auburn fans were like, hey, we don't want you. And then he tweeted back and said, good, I don't want to come.
See, it's a new time. 2 years, a lot can change in 2 years.
It's the same boosters. That's why he didn't want to go.
A lot can change. You never know.
So we have the Nebraska opening. We have Arizona State.
So we're assuming Auburn's going to be open regardless of what he
Paul Feinbaum says that when Ole Miss runs Auburn out of the stadium this weekend, they're firing Harsin.
I pray that happens. I just don't. I don't think Ole Miss can do that to Auburn.
Ole Miss hadn't beat Auburn in what, 8 years?
Six.
Dude, that is painful.
Yeah. Especially as bad as they've been in the past two.
Painful.
If we can't win Saturday, I may go into depression.
Yeah. And it sucks so bad that it'll be Auburn keeping us out of it again.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I understand in 14, we ended up losing to LSU later, too, but still.
But if you never know if you win that game.
Yeah. And Treadwell doesn't get hurt. Bo doesn't play like shit in Death Valley.
That one was tough.
Yeah.
That one hurt to be at. That one hurt.
It was in Death Valley, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was there. It hurt.
That was your first mistake going to Death Valley.
That's a cool place. It's a great environment. Like, if you're into going to games, like, that's one you got to go.
So I think it'll be interesting to see kind of who Wisconsin's going to go with also, because that's still a fascinating program.
It's a good job.
Yeah. Like, those are – I think if you had to rank them.
Which ones?
Nebraska, Wisconsin, Auburn, which we're assuming – I personally believe that no matter what, Harsin's done at Auburn.
I agree.
I don't know if it'll be this weekend or next weekend or after Alabama.
It's coming.
So which one of those – rank those three jobs?
Auburn, Nebraska, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Just strictly because Barry Alvarez is the AD at Wisconsin.
Is he that? I thought he retired.
If he didn't, Wisconsin's over.
Nebraska,
yeah.
Yeah, I think he retired, or he is retiring in the spring.
Okay, well, that one would go over. Eh, kind of even, because like if you win at both places, you're getting the same thing.
Yeah, like you're playing the same teams.
Exactly. Like, you're in the same division. But, I don't know. Would you rank Arizona State over any of those?
No, hell no.
Didn't think so.
Yeah, so, this is what I thought. Alvarez stepped down as AD on July 1st, 2021.
Okay.
So, this is the first year without him.
Those are a coin flip, whichever one you like.
Which makes sense why you would fire Paul Christ. Because he wasn't doing very good.
No.
And you got a new AD in, so you want to make your hire. Yeah.
I think strictly if you come in and win at both, saying you're winning and doing the right things at both, I think Nebraska would be a better place to be.
Nebraska's got a better fan base.
Yeah.
So
I'll keep my original.
Yeah, if I was a coach and I had the choice between Nebraska and Wisconsin, I would take Nebraska.
Yeah.
And part of that is it gets too damn cold in Wisconsin for me.
I mean, it gets the same.
It gets cold in Nebraska, but I feel like Wisconsin hits different.
It's the same. Like we went to Omaha. We were in a cabinet. Turner asked, he's like, how cold does it get here? He's like, in the winter, -10.
Oh, hell no. Nope.
It can drop to zero in the negatives. And I was like, nah, I'll stay in Mississippi. This ain't for me.
Yeah. I had a buddy of mine in the Air Force in college, and as soon as we graduated, he got stationed in North Dakota.
Ooh,
yeah, dude, it was like September. Ooh. And he had to go buy a space heater for his desk.
Jesus,
he was like, "Yeah, dude, it's already getting in the 30s here."
Golly, why?
It's insane.
All right, Ole Miss. What'd you think?
Well, you know, it was a struggle at first. I would never like, oh, we're going to lose this game.
I was never concerned.
But they turned it on in the second half. I guess they forgot that Jonathan Mingo's a dog.
Vandy did too, apparently.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Vandy forgot because they didn't want to cover him.
Thank God, because everybody's been bracketing that man all year. He ain't found a way to get open yet.
Yeah. I don't think he's a great route runner to begin with. But he has good hands, great speed, can make plays when he has the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I think that a lot of times coaches kind of – and it's probably easy to do this because I would have done it if I was Lebby last year with JRP. Like, hey, dude, you're not my quarterback, but
– you need to be on the field.
You're going to touch the ball 10 times a game
mm-hmm.
in some capacity. just like with Taysom Hill, like, hey, man, you're not going to be quarterback, but you're going to touch the ball 10 times a game.
Have to.
Anything just after that's gravy.
That,
yeah.
Just because you're that dynamic with the football in your
hands. And I think you have to get the ball into your – find a way to get the ball into your playmaker's hands. I always thought that in 2015 when, you know, we beat Bama and Tuscaloosa and everything, and then we roll into the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the reason we lost that game was because Hugh Freeze – did not try enough to get Treadwell the ball.
Yeah.
And if you set him up with screens, bubble routes, short things.
You're going to open somebody up. Maybe not him. You're going to open somebody up off of that.
And I felt like that's kind of what they wanted to do with me going in the second half was, hey, let's see what we got going on here. And it really opened everything else up. He had a great game. So I'm big – like if I was at Kentucky, number two, Brown, whatever the hell his name is, yeah. He's getting 10, 15 touches a game.
No doubt. That dude's electric.
And kickoff and punt returns do not count as touches.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know that's not really what they probably want to do, but they got the dude from San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken, as their OC. He was like wide receivers coach or something at 49ers. And, Shanahan does the same thing with Debo. You know what I mean?
Move him all around the field.
So you kind of like, I would call him up, be like, "Hey, how do you do this?
Yeah,
what should we do here? Because we got a guy that we can going to be in the system for at least 3 years."
I totally agree. Confidence level with Jackson Dart
going up, 400-yard game. I mean, I get it's Vanderbilt,
but I mean, you still saw the the dumb plays that are going to happen.
But he's also young. Well, that's like Corral, his first year in the system.
I know, but they bite you, man. You got to know when to throw it four rows deep.
Yeah.
And I just don't think he's ever going to throw the ball four rows deep. Like, he's either going to put his head down and go and get hurt, or he's going to force it.
If he gets hurt, I mean, we got another viable option.
Do we?
Yeah. We have two, actually.
Do you think Luke plays?
No. If Dar gets hurt, like in this week, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. You think he'd sacrifice that year for that?
Yeah, because he's a team. I think he's a team guy.
All right. It would be interesting to see. Pray to God it doesn't happen. But, I mean, it's Auburn. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, we're about to go down a gauntlet.
Defense going to have to come out and wrap up because Tank Bigsby's a load.
Yeah. I think Robbie Ashford's a good quarterback, and he definitely can hurt you with his feet.
And that's what worries me about this week. Just the dual threats we don't play well with. Miles Battle, keep him off the field. I don't know if you noticed this. When he was in the game, that's where the ball went every time. Every time he was in the game at corner, the ball went there. And it was completed. Every time.
I didn't notice that, but people can have a bad game.
Yeah, but I mean, to get singled out like that, they saw something on tape or whatever.
Well, I mean, in any sense, he's the weakest link at DB.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's like.
The most promising thing from last week, for me at least, was Coleman coming back on defense.
Yeah.
We got to have him this week against Auburn because we're going to have to chase Robbie Ashford around. We're going to have to cover and scramble drill. We're going to have to cover and keep. But the thing, Robbie Ashford, watching him, he doesn't keep his eyes downfield and scramble drill a lot, which may play to our benefit. Maybe he learns it this week. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, he probably will.
We always get everybody's best shot.
Why does everybody hate Ole Miss?
I don't know.
Maybe it's not like we beat any. It's not like we win all the time.
Maybe we're just mediocre, and that's it.
Maybe it's kind of like what I asked you, though, on Saturday. It's like, do we really suck this bad at tackling, or is it just we watch so much Ole Miss?
I think we're just so intently watching, and when it happens in other games, we're like, oh, that was a nice move.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And when we miss tackles, it's like, Jesus Christ, will you wrap up?
Yeah. So that's just kind of like my thought about it.
We're nitpicky.
You know, people probably play the same level against everybody. We don't notice it because we're not fans of them.
Exactly. Yeah, a little bit of both, I think. We have been bad at tackling.
Yeah, it's just like, how do you get to this level when you don't know how to wrap up?
I don't know.
Which a lot of the players that do, I don't think a lot of people understand that, especially DBs. Like when you're in high school, you're playing everywhere, you know, and you just kind of go to, I was watching Pat's thing a couple weeks ago when they did him and his crew did the live thing.
Yeah.
And, what's the dude that's always on there with him? He was DB.
Darius Butler.
Yeah. And Butler says, you know, when I got to college, I had the choice. Do I want to play corner or do I want to play wide receiver? And he's like, I chose corner because I didn't want to have to depend on a quarterback to make my career. He's like, I knew if I played DB, I could play myself to the next level.
It's on you, yeah.
And just like Miles Battle, like he started out as a 4-star wide receiver. There was a high praise and hope for him. Just so jammed as a freshman and a redshirt freshman in that room. And we were so depleted on at DBs that year, they just moved him. I remember the game. Hey, Miles Battle's playing DB this game.
Yeah.
It was like within a week he's over there and he's just stayed there since. So you also have to think about that too.
That's fair. But they got the win. They did what they're supposed to do in the second half. But I mean, would have liked to come out cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, always, but a dub's a dub.
It's kind of like the focus wasn't there early. It's almost like they thought they were just going to step on the field and beat Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And that did not happen. And then they woke up and said, all right.
And Vanderbilt's, they're a scrappy bunch. But I don't think you should ever be down in a ball game to them.
No.
Unless they have the ball first and they score their first drive, that's it.
You should never be down against Vanderbilt like that. No. It was very frustrating, but still wasn't concerned. All right, so we're going to get in picks here. And going off last week in college football, I went 12-3. Chandler went 7-8. Called my shot last week, said I was going 12-3. Luckily, we got it done. Went 4-1 in the NFL. You went 3-2. That brings us to, I was 16-4. You were 10-10 overall in college. 47-27 to 40-34. 16-9 in the NFL to 13-12. And that brings us 63-36 and 53-46. 10 games up.
You were 10 games up overall, 7 games up in college?
Yes.
Okay. So I got a lot of ground to make up.
You got some work to do. I'm just going to start making you pick first, and I'm just going to tail you all the way and just.
Is that how you want to do it?
Nah.
You sure? Here's a list.
Nah, I'm good. I don't like calling it out. I'm just going to go off the cuff and.
Maybe we could
keep building this lead.
Maybe we could both make a list of the games, and then read off what we've already picked before we even get on here. So we're not.
Oh, I don't care. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to pick what I'm going to pick. It's working for me thus far. You can tell me if you want to. You can fade me if you want to. I'm just going to keep rolling.
All right, so we're going to go old school a little bit, okay?
All right.
Going to read them all. A few games, I'm going to ask you what your thoughts are on them. So preview them. Just because this is a big slate. Like, I mean, I was filling this out, and I was like, oh, my God. I don't even have to, look around for...
You don't got to find no fillers week, baby. It's here.
There was one filler game. And we'll start with it. Okay? All right. Arkansas State is coming to the Rock, baby. Hattiesburg. Southern Miss, 3.5-point favorites. Who we taking?
I haven't watched Arkansas State at all this year.
I ain't watched Southern either, though.
I've watched Southern. Haven't been great. They get it done in front of the home crowd this week. They give the home crowd a win.
I'm gonna go with you there. I do think that they'll win. Actually, I don't know, but I'm just gonna pick them because they're Southern.
You never assume, but
I don't even know who. who the head coach of Arkansas State is.
I caught a lot of shit last week for not picking Southern.
Who they play, Troy?
Yeah.
Well, you won, so.
Yeah.
Who gave you shit?
Allen.
Ah.
He told me I should have picked him. I was
like, dude, the combination of Alabama and Southern Miss fans that I know, it's like all the Alabama fans I know went to Southern Miss.
I paid you for my degree. Like, that doesn't mean I have to root for you or pick you.
Yeah.
But I will.
I mean, I pay for my degree from Ole Miss, and I still pick them every week. But
I mean, I
it has nothing to do with what my diploma says.
No. Exactly.
All right, getting into the big dogs. Penn State going on the road. Big game at noon, taking on Michigan. Michigan's 7-point favorites.
7-point
favorites. 7-point favorites. Wow. But they're at the Big House.
That one surprises me. That spread really surprised
me. So you're going to take Michigan, but no points.
No, I'm taking Penn State outright.
Ooh.
I think Penn State goes in there and gets it done. I've watched Penn State a little bit against Auburn, Auburn being what they are. Penn State dominated that football game in the same fashion that Georgia dominated that football game against Auburn. So if we're looking at common opponents, they basically did Auburn the same way. So not saying Penn State's on par with Georgia by any means, but they're a really good football team. Michigan has struggled. Like, offensively, they struggled. They really missed Josh Gattis calling the plays. I'm just not impressed with Michigan. I think Penn State goes into the Big House and gets it done.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna take Michigan in this game just because they're at home. Their crowd is always fired up at noon.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good game, hopefully. All right, best game of the week. Auburn going to Oxford to take on Ole Miss. You ready for this line? What do you think it is?
10.5?
15, Ole Miss.
Jesus Christ. That worries me.
Yeah.
I don't think we're that much, but I don't think we win by that much. Screw it. Logan, power of positivity. We're going to destroy Auburn. Brian Harsin's getting fired on the field after the game.
Facts.
Hottie toddy.
Hottie toddy.
We cover.
Yeah, you know, Logan couldn't be on the show with us tonight. I think that we're kind of getting to him a little bit. I can kind of see that, you know, he's feeling it. But he says, I have to work out.
I thought about this today when he said that. Logan's a lot on about Logan coming on this show is a lot like my dating life.
Non-existent.
Yeah, exactly. Not just, but like you guys somebody to do something. I got this going on. Okay, that's fine. We'll do it some other time. You ask again. I got this. I got that. Just tell me you're not interested. Yeah. Don't want to come on.
Yeah.
Like
McKenzie wants to come on. Apparently, he says he needs to come on to defend his honor. Did we shit on him last week?
Yeah, I'm sure we have at some point.
But yeah, he tweeted us, but he couldn't come tonight. You know, Cohen had a baseball game.
Get him on. Come on, Mike. You're always welcome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know what we did to offend you, but
Hottie Toddy, we take down Auburn for the first time in ages, I hope.
Dude, I hope so.
I'll be there. I hope the fans show up like we did for Kentucky. I hope it's loud, raucous.
The fans showed up in Nashville.
Yeah, but we always travel to Vandy.
Y'all and Logan are haters when it comes to the fans.
Yes, we are.
Because y'all think that nobody's bigger fans than y'all and everybody should be on the same level as y'all.
They're not. They should be on our level.
Y'all are so pretentious.
They should be on our level.
I'm taking Ole Miss. We're going to beat them. I feel it.
I hope so. I hope we step on him early and just end it. He may not come out after halftime. Imagine.
That'd be wild. If any school would do it,
it would be Auburn.
Yes.
What's that NFL player?
Oh, yeah, just retired at halftime for the Bills. I don't know his name, but yeah.
Good dog.
I'm good. I'm just
y'all got. I'm going to sit the rest of this one out.
I'm getting in the shower. All right, next up, we got Big 12 action. Kansas going to Norman, take on Oklahoma. Oklahoma, 9-point favorites in this one. Who you taking?
God, Oklahoma's look terrible.
Yeah. I'll say this.
That defense has been, like, I get the offense. Jeff Lebby, he sucks. Like, praise God that Oklahoma offered him a job so he didn't have to come back to Ole Miss. Like, that offense is terrible. Is Dylan Gabriel playing?
I think so. I think he was all, like, I think he was very close to playing last week, and I don't think he ended up doing it.
I honestly don't know who I'm going to take here because I really like Bean.
Yeah. I like Kansas, but I think this is going to be the week Oklahoma kind of
figures
it out.
I think last week took a lot out of Kansas.
And it's in Norman.
Yeah. I'm going to go Oklahoma and play the safe bet. Would not be surprised at all if Kansas pulls it off.
All right, we have Minnesota at Illinois. Minnesota's 6.5-point favorites. Who you got in this one?
Row the boat, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to go Minnesota, too. I mean, Illinois doesn't look bad for Illinois. You know what I mean?
It's Brett Bielema.
Like, they're playing his brand, playing it very well.
He got his folks in there, and now they're rolling.
All right, we got a big one. Alabama going to Knoxville, take on Tennessee. 7.5-point game for Alabama, like I mentioned earlier. If Tennessee wins this game, dude, Knoxville's going to burn to the ground.
Yes.
That stadium may collapse.
It might. And it's going to. Tennessee's going to do it. I don't know the Bryce Young situation, if he's going to play, if he's not. I think if he plays, it's going to be a really close and competitive game that Tennessee pulls out. But even with him playing, what is it, AC separation?
Yeah.
In his throwing shoulder?
I think so.
That's very painful. And one wrong hit.
And he's done. Yeah, he's out.
Land on it the wrong way one time, and that thing may pop back out, and that's it. I'm going with the Vols in Tennessee. Rocky Top gets it done.
Ooh. See, until they do it, I don't believe that they can do it. But I think this is – like, think about this, though.
It's the perfect – like, that's the offense.
Yeah.
That's the offense that gives them trouble. Like, the mobile quarterback stretching the ball downfield, able to run it enough to keep you honest. Like, they have the formula. Can they do it?
You've almost convinced me, but I'm still going to take Alabama.
They're going to do it.
There's a whole generation out there that doesn't know what the third Saturday in October is about.
You got them, smoke them.
Because, I mean, it's been, what, since 2008 or 9 that they've been competitive?
I have no idea.
It's been longer than that since they won. But, like, Kiffin's only year at Tennessee, I think that was the last time they were competitive in this game.
They should have won it.
Yeah.
Terrence Cody.
Yeah.
Big ass, blocked that kick.
So, I'm going Alabama.
Bold move, Kyle.
But I think it's going to be a very good football game.
I hope so.
You'll at least get to watch it.
We'll probably get back for the second half.
Yeah, for sure. All right, next up we got Oklahoma State at TCU. TCU's 4-point favorites in this one. Are they? That can't be right.
It is.
No, TCU cannot. I don't think they're 4-point favorites in this one. I think I might have wrote it down wrong. Who are you taking in this one either way?
Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State.
Yeah. I mean, I am too. TCU's looked good. Don't get me wrong. But holy shit, they are 4-point favorites.
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous now.
Flip it.
Nah, I'm going OK State. I'm going with my gut. I think it's time for TCU to come back to reality. That frog horn ain't going to be rolling.
Yeah, I hope not. God, I still have nightmares.
All right, next up we got NC State at Syracuse. Syracuse 3.5-point favorites in this one. They do have Clemson next week, like we talked about.
Leary's out, right?
I don't know. Is he?
He exited last week's game. I don't know if he's playing. I have wiggle room here with the record. I'm going to step out on a limb. The Orange get the job done.
All right, well, I'm gonna fade you in this one then. I'm going to stick with my gut, go with my original pick. I'm going to take NC State. I don't know if Leary's playing or not, but that defense for NC State, I think it's going to be a problem for Syracuse.
May very well be. But the Dome is just tough.
Yeah, it is. All right, next up we got Arkansas at BYU. Arkansas's 1.5-point favorites in this one.
At BYU?
Yeah. That's a really good non-conference game.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if I can trust Arkansas. I said I was going to sell them, but I also kind of want to pick them. BYU is just too tough of a place to play. Give me BYU.
I'm going to take Arkansas this week. I think they're going to kind of get things back on track, get it kind of figured out. Hopefully KJ's going to play. I'm not sure. I think he will. So we'll see. LSU going on the road, take on Florida. Florida's 2.5-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Coin flip. Who knows?
There's a coin right there.
Heads, Florida. Tails, LSU. It's tails. I can't pick LSU. Give me Florida.
Well, I'm going to take LSU in this one. No particular reason other than they have looked decent as of late. So
I think that Tennessee game may have taken the wind out of their sails.
Yeah, they did get the shit beat out of them. All right, we got Clemson going to Tallahassee, take on Florida State. They're Clemson's 3.5-point favorites. Who you got in that one?
Yep. You know how much I like Jordan Travis.
Yeah.
I just think Clemson is too much for them.
Same. I mean, Florida State's definitely on the rise. They got some things going for them.
Mike Norvell's getting turning in the right direction.
Yeah, but this year just ain't going to be the year.
No, not yet.
They're on a little bit of a skid.
You see the signs.
Yeah. Mississippi State going to Lexington to take on Kentucky. State is 6.5-point favorites. I'm not sure what – I'm assuming Levis will play this week. I'm assuming he'll try to go.
I have no idea. Like, I wish I could say this on the air. Like, the meme that has come up of the guy in the Grove talking about Will Levis.
Oh, yeah.
Will Levis. He may win a Heisman. He may. If you've seen it, you know. Yeah. Give me the Bulldogs.
Ooh.
I'm going to roll with a hot hand right now.
Yeah, I'm going with them too. I think that they are rolling, but it's mainly because I think Kentucky has kind of faded.
We broke them.
And without Levis, for sure, they're absolute doo-doo.
No, they cannot be trusted.
So I'm going to ride the hot hand with you and take State. USC going on the road to take on Utah. Utah, 3.5-point favorites in this one.
As they should be. Give me the Utes. USC's been fighting with fire, playing with it two months. Like, too many close games. Can they continue to pull them out? It's what great teams do. Utah's just – give me both the Utah teams, I guess, this week. It's just a tough place to play.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Trojans in this one. I think they're too good offensively to not beat Utah. Utah's a little overrated, in my opinion. But it should be a good game as well. All right, we got a little ACC action. North Carolina going on the road, take on Duke, Tobacco Road rivalry.
Heels.
Tar Heels, 7-point favorites.
Heels all day.
You know, I really want to take Duke in this game because I'm a Duke guy as far as that.
Take them.
But North Carolina has just looked so good this season.
They have.
That I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take the Tar Heels, play it safe. My record is not great.
I feel like that's going to change.
So I think that Elko's kind of getting stuff turned around up there, but this just ain't the year. So I'm going to take Matt Brown and the Tar Heels. All right, last game. We got a little Pac-12 action. Washington State going to Corvallis, take on Oregon State. Beavers, 3.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
Wazoo all day.
That's a very good pick. I'm going to take Oregon State in this one.
It's a very good pick, and then you go the opposite way?
Yeah. Okay. Little mind game with you. Yeah. But now I'm debating it because I think Oregon State's quarterback's out.
I don't know. That's your call. You got it right here. We got the coin.
I'm going to go Oregon State. Okay. I'm going to take the Beavs. That's a good slate right there, man. If that don't get you excited for football, I don't know what will.
I have no idea how this record's going to turn out. I may walk in here next week with a good – it may go 3-12.
As long as that Ole Miss game holds tight, I don't care. I'll be happy. All right, we're going to do our NFL games. Thursday night football, Commanders at Bears. These Thursday night games, man, they're getting out of pocket.
Terrible.
They're just, if I was Amazon, I'd ask for my money back.
Where's it at?
Chicago.
Bears.
Money line is even.
Bears. Just strictly because I like Justin Fields.
I like it. That's what I'm going with. Just because I've seen the Commanders. I hadn't seen the Bears fully.
I think they're both equally terrible.
Yeah. All right, next up we got Jaguars at Colts. Colts 2-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Colts are due, I guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Jaguars. I'm gonna ride the hot hand. I don't think I don't think Jonathan Taylor. Well, they're hot for this season for the Jaguars, I guess. I don't think Jonathan Taylor's playing.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Next up, we got Bengals at Saints. Bengals 1.5-point favorites in this one. Who you got?
Who's playing quarterback for the Saints?
Andy Dalton.
Bengals.
I can't do it, man. I'm going Saints. My mom.
As you should.
Dude, let me tell you. My mom talking shit to you through me.
That was gold.
Was like one of life's greatest gifts. Could not. Been happier.
She called it.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know why they're not rolling with him again.
He's too versatile.
Yeah, but I mean, like, okay, if they were rolling with Taysom Hill this week, I was going to heed her advice and go with the Saints.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're not rolling with him.
Well, give me the Bengals.
All right, next up we got Bills at Chiefs. Bills 3-point favorites in this one. Who you taking?
The Chiefs, like, until Josh Allen gets the monkey off his back and beats him, I can't pick him.
That's fair. I'm gonna take the Bills. I think he gets the monkey off his back this time. All right, Sunday night football. We got Cowboys at Eagles. Eagles 5-point favorites in this one. I got a feeling I know who you're taking.
Who?
The Eagles.
Yes.
Yes.
Fly, same. Eagles, fly. No, flip that. I hate Philadelphia this week. Give me the Cowboys.
Why do you hate them this week?
Because the Braves are playing the Phillies. Screw the whole city. It's Philadelphia hate week.
Hey, man, I'm all for it. I hate the Phillies as well. I mean, I hope the Braves pull it out. I think that's why they're not. It's because I hope they do. But
you never know.
I can't even, like, it's hard for me to even pretend to be a Phillies fan and be like a Bryce Harper fan.
That's fair. All right, so who's your top four coming out this week?
Same.
It's the same?
Same.
Remind me.
Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson.
All right. 5-6 still the same?
Yeah. I mean, none of them lost. I'm going to keep them the same.
All right, so
Ole Miss beat Vandy. Like, that's not a big win.
No. I'm going to switch mine up a little bit. I'm going to keep Ohio State at 1. I'm going to move Georgia up to 2. Move Clemson up to 3. And number 4, just strictly on how they're playing, I'm going to put Tennessee at 4.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm going to put Tennessee up at 4, Bama 5. And who did I have at 6?
It was either Michigan or Penn State. I don't remember.
I'm going to bump us down and out of that just strictly because of how we played. And I'm going to put Penn State there.
Over Oklahoma State?
No, keep the Pokes there.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been playing well. So, that's it. Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Tennessee, Alabama, and the Pokes.
And then Ole Miss, Michigan?
Yeah. Not sold on. No. Michigan is behind Penn State. I'm not sold on Michigan.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I think they're overrated.
Maybe. We'll see.
It's week to week, man. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Bama played like crap. Who knows if Bryce Young's going to be there. So, I mean, there we go. Got to keep it light. Got to keep you guessing.
Well, I hope you enjoy your trip to Oxford.
I hope I do, too.
Never forget, this episode is brought to you by our girl Blake at Carter's Jewelry. For all your jewelry and fashion need, just go see her. She'll hook you up. Marley thought she broke her ring today and was like, hey, I need Alexa's number. And I was like, what? What the hell's wrong? You know? I didn't get no cheap version of this, you know? And she's like, no, never mind. There was just something on it. I had thought it had a chip in it. And it was like a little piece of paper. I was like, oh, my goodness. But, hey, Blake could have fixed it. I can tell you that.
Ain't no doubt.
Got anything else you want to add?
No, I'm straight.
All right. Well, y'all tweet at us if you want to talk about anything. We'd love to, you know, converse back and forth. Talk a little shit. I always like doing that. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow RH Sports on Twitter. And I hope you all have a fantastic and beautiful week.
Peace.